Hello and welcome to the Marketing Meetup podcast. My name is Joe Glover and thank you for listening. Today we have Mark Delgano, who is from Software Acumen, and Mark delivers the single worst lightning talk in the entirety of the history of lightning talks. That's probably a bit harsh, but it's actually also the title of his talk. And Mark here presents a brilliant way to challenge problem solving and really kickstart some creativity. So if you're ever really stuck, but even if you're not stuck and you just want to think about things a little bit differently, I heavily recommend trying out the method that Mark talks about in this here lightning talk. I'm not going to ruin the surprise, so enjoy the next 8 minutes. And if you'd like anything more from the Marketing Meetup, head to themarketingmeetup.com, come to one of the events, or listen to more of these podcasts. Enjoy the talk.
Well, it was the worst lightning talk in history. I would have saved that applause to the end so you can make a judgment. I'm Mark. I'm an agile coach. I mainly work with software teams. I used to work at Redgate, a very fine company, so thanks again to Redgate, please. I'd like to thank Joe for having the courage to invite me to give this talk tonight. Hopefully it won't go too badly. I apologise again for misreading the instructions. I really did think it was 75 minutes. We should be finished by 9 o'clock. Some people with very worried faces out there. That was a little joke. Okay. I'm going to talk to you tonight about a very simple creativity technique. So I use these techniques a lot in my coaching work. This particular one's really easy to use, so I'm going to share some of my experiences of using it. I first came across these creativity techniques in 2006 with this Luke Holman book, Innovation Games. Played some of them at a conference, and they really stuck with me. I started applying them in my work then. They're really fun, they're high energy, and I've got a lot of results from them that I wouldn't get from just kind of sitting around a table talking. Another book came out in 2010 called Game Storming. The technique I'm going to talk about tonight comes from that book. So this is the interactive bit. Hands up if you've ever run out of ideas when trying to solve a problem. Okay, so some people have always never run out of ideas. Hands up if you've ever lost interest or motivation when trying to solve a problem. Okay, most people. So the technique I'm going to talk about is called the anti-problem. It's a really good technique for getting out of a stuck situation. It's really a very simple technique. So there's four steps. You take the problem you're trying to solve, then you turn it around into an opposite form, and you try and solve that opposite problem. Then you discuss the ideas that you come up with that solve that opposite problem. So a problem might be, how can we hire more people into our business? The anti-problem could be, how can we make it so that no one ever again applies to join our company? I first used this technique when I was head of a business systems company in a software house, and I really saw the power of it with that very first application. My team had a mixture of kind of small support requests from the business and really quite big, chunky projects, and we were struggling a bit to balance our time between the small stuff and the really big strategic stuff. We tried a few different approaches and a few experiments, but nobody in the team was very happy and nobody in the business was very happy. So we did an offsite, and as part of that, we solved the anti-problem. How can we make the people in the business that we are serving really hate us? In 10 minutes, we came up with 50 ideas. So we could randomly change work priorities. We could do support in the way that internet service providers do it. We could open a call centre in India to take support requests from people in the business. We could require support requests to be submitted in triplicate in writing. We could start charging the rest of the business for support. Or this last one, which got me here, do it like we're currently doing it. So what that told me was that the team weren't completely bought into what we were doing already. There was a few other insights there as well. And what we did eventually was we got people from around the business more involved in the prioritisation of the work. So it wasn't a team we could just, that wasn't a problem we could just solve within the team. The anti-problem isn't just for when you're stuck, you can use it in other situations as well. So I gave a version of this talk, I think it was 5 years ago, down in Bristol was the first time I gave a talk. And I was travelling on the train down there, and I was kind of polishing the talk, let's say, with a colleague, Ryan. And we said, well, how could we improve this talk? So what we did was we said, well, let's try and solve an anti-problem. How could I deliver the worst lightning talk in history? And again, we came up with about 20 ideas quite quickly. So I could be chewing gum during the talk, I could be avoiding eye contact, or I could be staring at someone very compulsively. I could talk for hours, I could dress inappropriately, I could take a phone call during the talk, I could swear a lot, or I could speak in a different language. So nobody in this room, I guess, speaks Scottish Gaelic. No, like that. But that gave me an insight, which was, well, jargon is a bit like a different language. And when you're giving a lightning talk, you don't have a lot of time to kind of explain jargon and detailed terminology. So we took some of that out of the talk. I've also used it a lot in interview situations. The first time I did this, again, was in 2013. So I was looking for a personal assistant to free up some of my time and also to help me run the business. As part of the interviewing process, I was doing second interviews with my colleague Ryan again. And we said, well, why don't we give the candidates a feel for what we do in our business? Why don't we check their understanding of what it means to be a PA? And also, why don't we give them a kind of novel task that you might not get in an interview and give them a bit of time pressure and see how they perform? So we told all the candidates we were going to run an activity, just not what it was. So in the interview at the end, we said, OK, how could you be the worst PA in the world for me? We hired Emily. She was terrible. She generated 17 ideas of how to be the worst PA in the world in 5 minutes. She wanted to be drunk, not answer emails, not answering the phone, be on Facebook all the time, lose the post, spend hours chatting to friends, set up meetings but tell me the wrong time. Naughty Emily. So what that showing so many creative ideas of how to be like a really terrible PA showed me that she had a good understanding of what was important to be a great PA. And she's really proud of that worst PA necklace we bought her. Even though the number of times I've given this talk, she's unemployable anywhere else. I'd just like to share a couple of other uses of the anti-problem. So I do a lot of kind of project kickoff meetings and inceptions. I often, as part of those initial workshops, say, how could we really screw up this project? And it's amazing how many things the team are already doing that are going to sabotage the project or not doing. It's also a really good icebreaker, so I use it a lot at conference openings or at events. It's kind of fun activity, but it also gives you a sense of what some of the things the people who are at your event are worrying about. The best answer I've seen for this so far is after the event, you fill in a detailed timesheet. Joe, I think you've got those on the way out. Yeah, okay, very good. So the benefits I've seen, you can get new ideas emerging. It can show that you haven't actually solved a problem that you thought you had. You can build problem understanding and check alignment in the team. You can help reframe the problem. It surfaces differences of opinion and strong feelings about particular things, and it's fun. So to recap, you take the problem you're trying to solve, you turn it around into an opposite form, you solve that opposite, and then you look at those solutions to the opposite form and discuss them. And I guarantee you, you'll get fresh insight into your original problem by doing that. If you're stuck for anti-problems, think about your office environment. What more could you do to stifle your colleagues' creativity? Think about your website purchasing process. What could you do to cause people to drop out of the cart process earlier? Think about your next email campaign. Could you do more to encourage people to unsubscribe? I've got a bonus one, actually, which I thought of tonight. Think about your company logo. How could you make it so invisible that nobody notices it?
Solved it.
Let's do a quick check then. Worst lightning talk in history. Inexplicably played death metal at the start of the talk. Not on this occasion for this audience. Spent the first few minutes setting up tech. No. Tweeting band. Though encouraged. Excessive self-promotion. Talk to me later. Digress. Not too much. Used bad clip art. Yes. Included a non-working software demo. No. Drunk and incoherent. Not yet. Spoke like a cat last year. Fast. No one here. Talk overran by hours. No. Used a tiny font with weird colours. Text that's cut off. Yes. Thank you.